For our global hit today, we're moving on south to Brazil. The country is at the top of its game these days. It's discovered big reserves of oil. It's hosting the World Cup in 2014 and the Olympics in 2016. But in its large cities, Brazil is still beset by violent crime, poverty, and a racial divide. Against these social contrasts, 28-year-old singer Luisa Maita composes and sings. Here's the world's Marco Werman.
Luisa Maita is half Syrian, half Eastern European Jew. And in the melting pot that is her country, that makes her 100% Brazilian.
Brazil changed a lot. It's a different country now.
Luisa Maita's background and her songs and voice represent a new Brazil. You'll recognize the rhythm of the country and the title track to her debut American CD, Lero Lero, but this palette is simply the vehicle for her to edge Brazilian music further into the 21st century. Luisa Maita says it's not just her. There's a whole new aesthetic in Brazil these days.
I think that we are not so naive, you know, like we have major problems, you know. We have some problems in Brazil, but in the same time, we are stronger to think about that, to understand what is happening. And I think that we are not, you know, oh, la, 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 la. We are not like this anymore.
That's what naivete sounds like musically. And no place in Brazil is more removed from naivete than the city where Luisa Maita makes her home, Sao Paulo. So in our studios recently, Luisa Maita performed a song she wrote about Sao Paulo. It's called Alento.
It's a confused city, very difficult city to work, to make your dreams come true, you know. But in the same time, it's very energetic and very, you know, creative. It's alive.
Acordo cedo com o pé no freio, o mundo inteiro começa a girar num banheiro. Olho no espelho, crio coragem, ponho pra andar. Carteira, chave no bolso, tá carregando meu celular. Acredita, ninguém apita, quem vai querer hoje me segurar? É, eu tô na vida, é pra virar. Que a felicidade. Eu tô sonhando mais além.
As Luisa Maita told me, Sao Paulo is a hard place to make your dreams come true. It was perhaps less hard for her. She comes from a family of well-known musicians, and many of them are active today on the live music scene in Brazil. Still, Maita had to prove herself. When she was a teenager, she worked for a typically Brazilian outfit, a serenade agency in Sao Paulo. These are businesses that provide a party or event with a singer and instrumental accompanist, kind of a sophisticated singing telegraph service.
I used to go to, you know, houses and sing in parties, you know. It was a very nice job, you know. I learned many things of this career.
And what kind of songs would you sing?
Traditional songs of Brazil. You know, when somebody was celebrating 70 years, you know, and you go there and sing. And I knew entire São Paulo because everybody called this group.
These days in São Paulo, getting Luisa Maita to your house to sing would be much tougher. But for us in Boston, she agreed to perform one more song. For the world, I'm Marco Werman.
Ardeu, queimou.
We've got a video clip of Luisa Maita performing live in Boston, and if you want to hear the entire studio version of Lero Lero, we've got that too at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for listening.